Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Certainly a great day for the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Averages up over 200 points. The week concluding on a very optimistic note. We are up this week generally. When people were talking just a few days ago about an economic collapse related to the Omicron variant, well, maybe not. Maybe things are turning in the right direction. There's also a great many economic experts who are now saying that we may be reaching peak inflation, which is one of the reasons that the markets apparently were not particularly spooked today by the record inflation, the biggest growth in inflation since 1982. But there's a belief that we may be at peak inflation, and they're looking at a slowing of the whole inflation situation by March or April. Why? I'm never sure. You have to look at sort of goats and trails and putting up incense and all kinds of alchemical and sometimes superstitious means of forecasting where the economy is going. I will tell you one thing, however. I would sell short on Jussie Smollett and his future, and also maybe begin looking at some talk about real reform involving social media and our kids. We're going to be speaking to Professor Gene Twenge, who has written over 150 articles about the impact of social media and the internet generally on a generation of American young people, and that impact not so positive. We will be getting to that later this hour. We will also be talking about a range of very big movies, including a movie about the President of the United States, played by Meryl Streep, her son, played by Jonah Hill, an astronomer, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, who is trying to warn people, together with his associate, played by Jennifer Lawrence, basically is trying to warn people about the end of the world. Is this a global warming movie? Not exactly. But we will speak to you about the new release. Very controversial new release, Don't Look Up. And also another film with a stunning cast, Nicole Kidman and Javier Bardem, both Oscar winners. They will be co-starring. They are co-starring in a movie released today all across the country and on streaming about the Ricardos. It's called Being the Ricardos. It's about the old I Love Lucy show and the turmoil behind the scenes. We will be getting to that and more on the Medved Show. Jussie Smollett, again, the case isn't over. And I think what we have learned from the case, which we should take very seriously, isn't over either. And one of the points that a number of voices are making, and I think it's a tremendously important point, is to pay attention to how uncritically people accepted his story, even though it sounded ridiculous from the very beginning. I mean, remember, his story was he's going out to get a sandwich from Subway at 2 in the morning in the coldest, one of the coldest nights of the year, and this back in 2019, and he's attacked suddenly by two guys in MAGA caps shouting MAGA slogans saying, this is Trump country, this is in an exclusive neighborhood in Chicago, and then draping a noose around his neck and biting him was one of the charges. And I wonder if, because this is unclear, if it's possible that Jussie Smollett had bitten himself to make it look like he had been bitten. But in any event, the entire thing blew up and it exposed. But it's worth listening to just how credulous people were in accepting his preposterous story. This is actually a little flashback from just a couple of years ago to put Jussie Smollett in perspective after his guilty verdict on 5 of the 6 charges against him. This is clip 8.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized. Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi tweeting, "The racist, homophobic attack on Jussie Smollett is an affront to our humanity."
And Senator Cory Booker said, "The vicious attack on actor Jussie was an attempted modern-day lynching."
Kamala Harris calling the attack an attempted modern-day lynching.
I'm so shaken by the story. This is horrible to report. This is a horrible story. This is a horrible story.
Yeah. I mean, the circumstances are just horrific.
Absolutely despicable.
Yeah, a lot of people can't believe this is actually happening in 2019.
It's hard to believe that we're reporting, that we're even saying words like this in 2019.
And this is America in 2019.
No, it's not America in 2019! The two attackers, MAGA attackers, had no interest at all in Trump. They were Nigerian brothers who had engaged in illegal drug use and illegal activity in a men's room with Jussie Smollett, had worked with him before, and had just received $3,500 from him, according to the proven prosecution case, in exchange for faking the entire attack. Listen to Ellen Page, who is now Elliot Page, appearing on Stephen Colbert's show back at the time that Smollett initially made his claims. Page knew just who to blame the attack on, the alleged attack. And no, it's not two bodybuilding brothers from Nigeria. Listen, this is clip 9.
We have a media that's saying it's a debate whether or not what just happened to Jussie Smollett is a hate crime. It's absurd. Mm-hmm. This isn't a debate.
I agree.
Sorry, I'm like...
Not at all.
I'm like really fired up tonight,
this
but...
This is how you have to be fired up.
It feels
up.
Impossible to you not feel to, this way right now with the president and the vice president, Mike Pence, who like wishes I couldn't be married. Let's just be clear. The vice president of America wishes I didn't have the love with my wife. He wanted to ban that in Indiana. He believes in conversion therapy. He has hurt LGBTQ people so badly as the government of Indiana. And I think the thing we need to know, and I hope my show Gaycation did this, in terms of connecting the dots, in terms of what happened the other day to Jussie, I don't know him personally. I sent all of my love. Connect the dots. This is what happens. If you are in a position of power and you hate people and you want to cause suffering to them, you go through the trouble. You spend your career trying to cause suffering. What do you think is going to happen? Kids are going to be abused and they're going to kill themselves. And people are going to be beaten on the street.
Okay. In other words, for the attack that never happened, you're going to blame Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States. Who, by the way, some of the material that is coming out about the January 6th shows Mike Pence in a fairly heroic light. Can we just stipulate that? We also need to understand that there are some things that actually do damage to young people in America. One of them related to the Instagram hearings yesterday and the general impact of social media on our new generation. We'll be speaking to Professor Gene Twenge, professor of psychology at San Diego State University, who's written a great deal about this, coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just hear the sleigh bells tingling, ring, tink, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside snow is falling.
What a pleasure to welcome back to the show Professor Gene Twenge, who is a professor of psychology at San Diego State University, which actually is I mentioned before, my growing up in San Diego. My dad used to teach at San Diego State, my late father, years and years ago. Professor Twenge is the author of more than 150 scientific publications and 6 books, largely focused on the way that current technology and social media in particular impact today's kids. Let me wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Professor Twenge, and ask you whether you watched any of the Senate grilling yesterday of the chief executive of Instagram, Adam Mosseri.
I did. It was very interesting to see the senators hold him to task.
And do you think that there is something that the government of the United States, the federal government, could actually do to make the impact of social media on our children less destructive?
Well, one thing they could do is enforce existing law, which is that you're not supposed to be on social media before you're 13 years old. They could also consider raising that age from 13 to 16 or even 18, given that so many social media platforms are really not designed for kids or even teens, and it's so easy for kids to end up down rabbit holes and viewing harmful content on body image and anorexia, as well as just spending so much time on the app. And that's what Adam Mosseri admitted to. He said, oh, well, yeah, we make more money when users spend more time on the platform because we make our money from advertising. That says it all. They are paying their bills through our children's time and attention.
So how do you enforce restrictions on, say, if you raise it up to 16, that the restrictions would be imposed on kids under 16? How is that possibly enforced?
That's a great question. However, I think that's a question for the social media companies. Because can you imagine if we said, okay, the drinking age for alcohol is going to be 21, but we're not exactly sure how to enforce it, so, you know, just forget about it. They need to figure that out. And there's got to be some way that they can do that, whether it's through a credit card or asking for an ID or some sort of machine learning. And at the moment, there's very little incentive for them to do that at all because there's very few consequences for allowing very young children to be on these apps.
Other than the waste of time factor, which is a big factor, taking kids away from activities that would be more beneficial in terms of socialization or education, what is the most damaging specific impact of spending hours and hours and hours on the internet?
There's several. And, you know, and I'll say this with the acknowledgement that there's a lot of good that has come from smartphones, from the internet, even from social media, which out of those three probably has, you know, the most dangers and the most problems with it. But, you know, I lay out this argument in several chapters of my book, iGen, about this generation, that there's so many consequences that follow from kids spending a ton of time online. They now iGen spends less time with their friends in person than previous generations did. And that was true well before the pandemic. They spend less time sleeping. This is not a good formula for mental health. And sure enough, we've seen the fastest and largest increase in teen depression ever documented. Teen depression has doubled. It doubled between 2012 and 2019. So again, even before the pandemic, in just 7 years, twice as many teens are clinically depressed.
And the subtitle of your book, iGen, which is posted on our website at michaelmedved.com, is subtitle is Why Today's Super-Connected Kids Are Growing Up Less Rebellious, More Tolerant, Less Happy, and Completely Unprepared for Adulthood. What would otherwise, if it weren't for the engagement in the social media, what would otherwise prepare them more effectively for adulthood?
So that part of the subtitle refers to some of the really interesting trends in how teens grow up now, that they grow up more slowly than they used to. So say at 17, 18 years old, they're a lot less likely now than they were 20 or 30 years ago to have a driver's license, to drink alcohol, to go out on dates, to go out without their parents, to have a paid job. Now, some of those trends are good, some are bad, some are neither, but they all point in the same direction of 18-year-olds now look like what 14-year-olds used to look like. There's some advantages to that for taking your time to grow up. The downside is they're going to college and into the workplace without as much experience with independence. But and they have a harder time making decisions.
Doesn't a lot of this have to do with the change in expectation in the last 20 to 40 years about actually going to college and continuing? Because it used to be that when you were 18, that meant the end of schooling. Today, for many people, it means just the beginning. I mean, if you're pursuing an advanced degree, it can be, after age 18, another, 20 years? That basically we're delaying adulthood and one of the results of that delay is people are unprepared for it when it comes.
Exactly. So it's part of what psychologists call slow life strategy. Times and places when people live longer, when healthcare is better, and when education takes longer to finish, parents have fewer children and nurture them more carefully, and those kids grow up more slowly. So the standard of with kids, go and play on your own, be home at dinner, it's not how it works anymore. Same thing for teens, that at 18, they're not as independent. The difficulty is that even though they are growing up more slowly, the whole life trajectory slowed down, we've accepted that to an extent, college is just as challenging. The workplace is arguably even more challenging than ever. So they still have to have the same skills, but they're not prepared for that.
And basically, this is something where you do believe that government action is urgently needed.
In this area around growing up slowly, that's a bigger cultural trend. But it certainly has been accelerated by technology. I think the most urgent place for that government action is around social media and young kids and teens being on social media and being led down these rabbit holes to harmful content. Plus, that trade-off that then they're spending less time on these more beneficial activities. And the group action is necessary because, think about it, you're a 16-year-old girl and you're like, okay, social media doesn't look so great.
Okay, it's one of those things where, and parents don't have to wait for the government to take their own course of action. Gene Twenge, Merry Christmas to you and thanks for your participation. We'll be right back.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the House Democrats' climate and social spending bill would add $3 trillion to the federal deficit. The report requested by Republicans was released on Friday. Inflation continues to rise in the United States. The Consumer Price Index rising 0.8% in November. Prices have climbed 6.8% in the last year. All that being said, President Biden, speaking at the Summit for Democracy on Friday, says he thinks inflation will be going down.
I think you'll see it change more rapidly than it will take than most people think. Every other aspect of the economy is racing ahead. It's doing incredibly well. We've never had this kind of growth in 60 years.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Believe it or not, the Christmas Day is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Pretty amazing, but that still means you have 2 weeks to get a wonderful Christmas present for all kinds of people on your list. A MedHead Plus membership to our website and to our history store with all of the benefits of a commercial-free subscription, which means you can download and stream any of the history programs that we have at MedVet History Store. Check them out. Go to MedVetHistoryStore.com and look what we have on offer. And again, free to MedHead Plus members, and the membership costs, if you want to spread it out, 22 cents a day. That's all that it comes to. And plus, of course, you have access to this show, commercial-free, anytime you want it, 24/7, anywhere you happen to be. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com to add a little joy and enlightenment and entertainment to anyone's year ahead in 2022. In terms of looking ahead to the year 2022, nobody has any idea where we're going to be regarding the pandemic. But regarding the pandemic right now, we were reading about yesterday, we were talking a little bit about the fact that right now there are Midwestern states like Indiana and Michigan that are having devastating incidents of COVID patients in hospital. And there actually is people talking about that with cable news. This is a segment from CNN. It's clip 14.
Clive Ellis, one of thousands of patients suffering with COVID-19 here, stretching Michigan hospitals to the breaking point.
When did you know you had to come to the hospital? What were you experiencing?
My oxygen numbers were down in the upper 60s, lower 70s.
Oh, dear. That's very low.
Yeah.
What does it feel like?
Feels like a wreck.
unvaccinated. This is the 66-year-old's second bout of COVID-19. Whatever natural immunity he had.
So the second round, this is way worse.
And this was worse than the first?
Yeah, and the first one was bad.
Didn't help. His message now?
Would you encourage others to get vaccinated now, though?
Yes.
How important is it? I mean, how bad is COVID?
It's terrible. You don't want it.
Still, there are those like 62-year-old Deborah LaRoche in the COVID unit for a week now who says vaccination just isn't for her.
I didn't want to be vaccinated.
You did not want to be vaccinated?
No.
You think you'll get vaccinated after this?
No.
Why?
I should be okay now.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. That, by the way, is based upon the kind of presumption that has no scientific basis. And honestly, you don't find leading physicians or healthcare experts, epidemiologists, nobody who talks about the idea that natural immunity really is better than vaccination. And let me ask a question. Donald Trump, whatever you may think of him, he doesn't have stupid doctors around him. He has medical professionals who know what they're doing. And Donald Trump did not rely on natural immunity after he recovered from COVID-19. He was publicly vaccinated. He and his whole family. Why do you think they did that? Precisely because relying on natural immunity is not any kind of guarantee of anything, either for an individual or for the society in general. The healthcare workers in Michigan and elsewhere in the upper Midwest, which is sort of the center of this current surge in cases, the healthcare workers are suffering too. This is clip 14B.
The sickness, death, and seemingly endless suffering taking its toll on those who come to work every day to save lives at Lansing's Sparrow Health.
The other day I had my first panic attack and I didn't know what it was. Like, I'm a nurse, I should know these things. And I drove to work and was just, I couldn't get out of the car. And I'm like, what is going on? And it was a full on, after I'd sat there for a minute, I go, oh my gosh, I'm having a panic attack. Like, I did not want to come into work.
Stress, tension, anxiety on the face and in the lives of every healthcare worker here.
I've gone home a few days and had days where I just cry. And as a mom, it's really hard because my kids then are challenged to see that. So I have to put on a brave front for them, too. But it's awful.
And we can do better as a country. Because if we just do nothing, it won't get better. There also is a COVID-related revelation involving the former governor of New Jersey. Everybody knows he got COVID, and he was actually in intensive care. He was close to death. He now talks with Margaret Hoover about his revelations from Mark Meadows' book. Mark Meadows, former White House Chief of Staff, where it becomes clear in the book that Trump had tested positive for COVID without telling Christie or other people around him before his presidential debate with Biden. 5A.
If Mark Meadows knew that somebody that I was sitting across from for 4 days had popped a positive test, he, as the White House Chief of Staff, put aside the president for a second. Obviously, the president, as my friend, should have looked at me and told me that. That's obvious. But I think what's less obvious is that Mark Meadows saved this for his book.
Yeah.
He saved it for a book. He didn't tell us. I went into the hospital in the intensive care unit. He didn't call and tell me. So I think that's inexcusable.
You had always suspected that you got it from the president. Is that right?
Well, the only reason I suspected it was because he was the only person who I didn't know his testing regimen. That I was in close contact with. All the other people, we spoke about
so
the fact that...
So did this confirm for you that you did, in fact, get it for the president?
Oh, I think it's undeniable.
And he goes on to this. Listen.
You were very sick. You could have died.
Sure. So could any.
And the president knowingly walked in
to work with you for 4 days without a mask and expose you to COVID. And then he went and met with Gold Star families.
Right. No, look, I'm not excusing any of it, but it's all brand new information to me, and I'm giving you what our raw reaction was. I was as close to him as you and I are to each other right now. I was playing Joe Biden. I was sitting right across from him, and we had some very spirited disagreements.
Which you write about in the book.
During the debate prep. So saliva was flying back and forth between
particles.
The two of us.
COVID
right?
particles were going everywhere.
As it turned out, I didn't know that because I didn't have any COVID particles. And the reason I know is because I was tested every day before I went in. And by the way, six of the seven of us in that room got it.
Yeah.
Hope, Hicks, Bill Stepien, Kellyanne Conway, me, Stephen Miller, and Donald Trump all wound up with COVID in that room.
Okay, that's a hazardous duty. I'm not sure it was rewarded appropriately. There's a piece in Hotline today that lists Chris Christie, Larry Hogan, current governor of Maryland, and then Mike Pompeo and Mike Pence as potential GOP presidential candidates who have not said, as Marco Rubio has said, as Nikki Haley has said, as most others have said, have not said that they would necessarily step aside and endorse President Trump if he decided on his candidacy. What about your decision picking among some of the big high-profile movies? Movies like Licorice Pizza and Don't Look Up and Being the Ricardos that are released for this holiday weekend. We'll get to that and more coming up.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, looking forward to a holiday weekend, one of the things that can be encouraging, and it is a sign that despite the Omicron variant and more, we still have the idea of getting a little bit back to normal life, which is, as in a normal year, there are all kinds of big pictures that are opening up for a holiday weekend and for the holiday period in general from Hollywood. Certainly in terms of star power, one of the biggest of those movies is a film called Don't Look Up. It features Meryl Streep as the President of the United States. Not a very flattering portrayal of the president, by the way. Leonardo DiCaprio was an astronomer. Jennifer Lawrence as his associate. And they have discovered together a comet that is heading right toward the heart of planet Earth. And it could be an extinction event for every form of life. And the movie's really about them trying to get the word out to people about this danger, including people played by Mark Rylance, who's a Oscar winner, a big operative in the high-tech field who feels he has a way to overcome the comet, and Cate Blanchett, who's the best thing in the movie, playing a sort of sexy airhead on-air morning show TV host. And they interact and sound like this.
This comet is what we call a planet killer.
At this exact moment, I say we sit tight and assess. There's a 100% chance that we're all going to die!
We're going to get the news out there, one way or another.
It's real and it's coming.
Okay, and yes, the movie keeps you guessing as to what's going to happen next. It has some funny moments. There are certainly entertaining elements in the film. Meryl Streep is funny. Her relationship with the White House Chief of Staff, Jonah Hill, who plays her son in the movie, is somewhat funny. But the difficulty is that the basic theme of the film, which is that we are too frivolous and too distracted and with the wrong values to deal with a genuine global crisis, seems to have a point that's supposed to remind us of climate change and its dangers. And the film does not end in a way that is either entertaining or particularly imaginative. It is a work by Adam McKay, who has done some very funny films. Talladega Nights he did, Anchorman he did, and recently he did another political film, Vice, the Dick Cheney biography that didn't do particularly well on screen. But this one is okay. The one thing you can say about it is 2 hours, 18 minutes long, and it doesn't feel quite that long. 2.5 stars for Don't Look Up. Another film, a film that's also pretty long, is Licorice Pizza, which is an acclaimed film that is written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. And he is using two untried players, Alana Haim from the a rock group in her first major movie role, and the son of Philip Seymour Hoffman, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, whose name is Cooper Hoffman. He plays a 15-year-old high school sophomore in the San Fernando Valley of California in 1973, an era of gas lines and waterbeds. And he develops this unlikely relationship with a kind of cynical, hard-bitten, unattached 25-year-old. And that relationship plays out in a number of episodes in Licorice Pizza.
This is Faith that brought us together. Our roads took us here.
I think it's weird that I hang out with Gary and his 15-year-old friends all the time.
I'm not going to forget you. Just like you're not going to forget me.
And the characters and the performances are largely unforgettable, but the movie seems to lose its way. It has all kinds of good performances, and including Bradley Cooper in sort of a surprising role. But the movie doesn't seem to have any particular destination other than portraying these people who become very important to each other without necessarily any kind of conventional romance. People who like Paul Thomas Anderson movies, probably best known for Boogie Nights, will see his normal capability in bringing to life a variety of characters. There are nostalgic elements to the film for anybody who remembers the 70s, but it's one of those things that doesn't seem to conclude. It just stops. And there we are. Unforgettable in parts, 2.5 stars for Licorice Pizza. It's rated R for mostly for language and some sexual references. And it does run 2 hours and 13 minutes. Also, a long film, but a very different film, is a movie about, well, arguably the most successful television show, certainly the most successful television sitcom in history, which was the I Love Lucy show. And this takes place in one particular day. It's a screenplay by Aaron Sorkin of The West Wing fame. And they have the very surprising casting of Lucille Ball, Lucy, played by Nicole Kidman, and her husband, Desi Arnaz, played by Javier Bardem, both Oscar winners, by the way, and both outstanding, in a film about them dealing with maybe a very challenging week in the history of the show. The movie is called Being the Ricardos. Listen.
Action!
Lucy, I'm home!
Why is this coming out now?
Lucille Ball's a threat to the American way of life?
Does the FBI have any case against Lucy?
If they boo me?
If they boo you, we're done.
I care about what works. I care about what's funny. I care about you.
We've been through worse than this.
We have?
No.
Okay, this is a very watchable film and a remarkable performance, and I think there will be multiple Oscars in play here. Nicole Kidman doesn't look at all like Lucy, but she captures the voice, she captures the facial expressions, she even goes through reconstructions of some of the famous comedy bits on that show, including when Lucy ends up going to a vineyard and stomping on grapes and making something of a mess. The real mess for the characters here is a real story. There was a revelation in the McCarthy era, the height of the McCarthy era, that Lucille Ball, as a very young person, had signed on to a membership with the Communist Party, which could be a real career wrecker. And that came at about the same time as reports about Desi Arnaz, her husband, cheating on her. Now, this is at a time when their TV show got 60 million people watching every Tuesday night. Can you imagine? And that was at a time when the population of America was less than half of what it is now. The film is remarkable, clever dialogue, also a Oscar-worthy performance by J.K. Simmons, who won before for Whiplash, and he plays William Frawley, who played Lucy's grouchy, unconventional neighbor, Fred Mertz, making the character of William Frawley, the actor who played him, come to real life. It is rated R because, again, language is a very real factor, plus some sexual references. But 3.5 stars for Being the Ricardos, an intensely watchable film that actually partakes in some of the joy that people have in creating comedy. And that comes across well, and the film, which is long, just zips along and is highly watchable and one of the best of the year. Next week, we are going to be covering all kinds of different and new stories, including the rise of the second string left. This is an analysis that says progressives aren't sending their best. They're using issues that won't work for them, and a wave of student misbehavior. Is it driven by months of remote learning or something even deeper? We'll cover it all next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.